אני מינוא נשנה בדוג מסני נאביק אנגי פי תשנדן גדנוי וננאנג'י וידו קונגוג וג'בוים אותדי אגן דסוגיזיק. This is Nabik and greetings, and I'm here to talk about our language to help you to speak a little bit more Ojibwe Muin in your life every day. So let's get started. Nungumi dashniwi tashindan onno ikiduanan enabedakin tashindaman geego bemadizi sinuk. So I want to talk about words that are used when we're dealing with something that is not considered alive. So and the ones that I want to talk about still are ones that end in O-O-N. We're going to use two of them today. We're going to use bungisidun. And bungisidun means to drop something. And we're going to use mamun. Mamun can be used to talk about picking something up. Mamun. So to make sure we're clear, when we're talking about bungisidun, when we're talking about bungisidu yangego, when you drop something, We're talking about maybe not something that you're holding in your hand. Maybe you have it in your pocket. Bungisiduyan, it just kind of drops out of your pocket. So you're dropping it. When you drop something from your hand, you would use the word bunenan. Inki bunenan. But bungisiduyan, it's not necessarily something that you're holding. But you could use it that way also. Mamun is talking about picking something up. It's also, I've heard it also used to take something from a certain place or whatever. So those words are used in different ways in different contexts. So those are the ones that I understand. There are probably more, probably. But and as you're sitting with your grandpas and grandmas or whoever the first speaker is that you work with, you know, ask them for different ways these words can be used. They might even have some ideas about some different words that you could use to talk about those two subjects. But for today, we're going to use mamun and bungisidun. And we're going to talk about we are doing something to it. Now, in a previous presentation, we talked about we doing something to it, but that's a different we. Again, Ojibwemun is very specific. And there's for those of us that are starting to learn, we're starting to see there's so much clarity in the way that our first speakers talk. It's really hard to get the wrong idea if you know the language as far as who's being talked about and who's doing what. So previously, we used gigi min, like gigi bungisidu min, we dropped it. Now that we, we're talking about all of us, everybody, whoever's in the room, we did. Today, I'm talking about ingi bungisidu min. Or some people might say ningi bungisidu min. We dropped it. But there's a difference with this we. With this we are excluding the person that we're talking to. Maybe that person just walked in the room after we had dropped something, and we would say ingi bungisidu min, ingi bungisidu min, we dropped it. But they're not included because they weren't in the room. So when we say this we say we, but not you, the person that we're talking to. They're excluded from whatever the action is. So it would sound like this. And again, if you're using bungisidun by itself, it can be a command to drop something. I don't know why you would say that. Maybe maybe you're playing cops and robbers or something. Bungisidun. I don't know if you can use it that way, but I don't know any other way why you would command somebody to drop it. Bungisidun. Or mamun. If you use the word by itself, mamun, you're telling one person, pick it up or take it. Mamun. Depending on the situation, you know the difference whether someone is saying take it or pick it up. So today we're going to talk about ingi mamu min, we picked it up. Ingi mamu min. So ingi and min, they work together again to bracket the action. In this case, it's mamun, meaning to pick something up or take it. So Ingi Mamu Min, we picked it up. So Ingi and Min, they work together. They go on either side. They bracket the action word to make it we, excluding the person you're talking to, we did it. In this case, we picked it up. Ingi Mamu Min. Or if you dropped it, perhaps you dropped something and it broke. And then a person enters the room and says, Ani danai sa chigayig, what the heck are you guys doing? Hai, ingi bungisudu min. Ingi bungisudu min, we dropped it. But you're excluding the person that walked in the room because they weren't there. So this is we, but you're excluding the person you're talking to. Ingi bungisudu min. Ingi bungisudu min. We dropped it. So the difference is, when you're talking about all of us, including the person that perhaps walked in the room. Gigi bungisudu min. We dropped it. All of us. Everybody did. But if you're going to exclude that person, ingi bungisudu min. So the way that I think about this and what helped me remember this phrase was when you hear somebody talking about themselves all the time, and when we say ourselves or me, we say nin or nin or ingi, I did. So when I hear that at the beginning of ingi bungisudu min, when someone's talking to me, that means I'm not included because they're busy talking about themselves, those guys. If I'm included, and the word that we use when we talk about you would be gin or gigi, you did. Gigi bungisudumin. Now I'm included in that. Or the person that's being spoken to is included. We, all of us, gigi, you too. You are included in this statement. Gigi bungisudumin. We all dropped it. Ingi bungisudumin, we dropped it, but not you, the person being talked to. This also can be perhaps a polite way to exclude somebody from something that's going to happen that they won't be included in. Like you, niwi owi sinimin, Perkins, we are going to go eat at Perkins. Of course, that person that is being talked to, they're not included in there. In niwi owi sinimin. Or to get back to what I'm talking about, ingi bungisudu min, to exclude them from blame. You could even use it in this way. Ingi bungisudu min nina wint, we, not you, dropped it. Ingi mamu min nina wint, we took it, not you. If you're going to include the person that's being talked to, you would say, gigi bungisudu min, we all dropped it. Or gigi mamu min, we all took it or picked it up. And again, you can use any words that end with the O-O-N and deal with the inanimate object, like binitun, we cleaned it. Ingi binitu min, we cleaned it. Ingi binitu min. Or ingi winitu min, we dirtied it. Ingi winitu min, or we brought it. Ingi pitu min, we brought it. But excluding the person that you're talking to because they weren't even in the car. They showed up later. Ingi pitu min. Ingi atu min, adu pwining. We, but not you, put it on the table. Ingi atu min, adu pwining. So you can use lots of different words and have some fun with this. It's a good way to have some fun and include somebody. If you get in trouble with something and you include them, even though they weren't involved, it's kind of fun. So have some fun with this. Be brave. Use it as much as you can. Say it to yourself. Talk to your dog. Talk to your grandpa. Talk to your grandma. Talk to yourself in the mirror. Talk to me when you see me out on the street. We need to speak more language to each other.
So
So when we see each other, don't be bashful to speak some Anishinaabe Moin to me. I'll be happy to have that practice time myself as I'm learning right along with you. So mi gwe cha pichi bizin dawi yek, pegish widu kago yek, osagi tashindamat. Thank you for listening, and I hope this helped you. Aha, mi eo.